11. What courage looks like. I know what courage looks like. I saw it on a flight I took 6 years ago. Minutes after we were airborne, our plane began dipping wildly, and one wing lunged downward. The pilot soon made a grave announcement. "We are having some difficulties," he said. "We are not sure our landing gear will lock, so the flight attendants will prepare you for a bumpy landing." In other words, we were about to crash. As I looked at the faces of my fellow travelers, I was stunned by the changes I saw in their faces. Everyone lost composure in one way or another. I began searching the crowd for one person who felt the peace and calm that true courage or great faith gives people in these events. I saw no one. Then, a couple of rows to my left, I heard a still, calm voice. A woman's voice, speaking in an absolutely normal conversational tone. There was no tremor or tension. I had to find the source of this voice. All around, people cried, and finally I saw her. In the midst of all the chaos, a mother was talking to her child. The woman was staring full into the face of her daughter, who looked to be 4 years old. The child listened closely. The mother's gaze held the child so fixed and intent that she seemed untouched by the sounds of grief and fear around her. A picture flashed into my mind of another little girl who had recently survived a terrible plane crash. Speculation had it that she had lived because her mother had strapped her own body over the little girl's in order to protect her. I strained to hear what this mother was telling her child. Over and over again, the mother said, "I love you so much. Do you know for sure that I love you more than anything?" "Yes, Mommy," the little girl said. "And remember, no matter what happens, that I love you always." Then the mother put her body over her daughter's, strapped the seatbelt over both of them, and prepared to crash. For no earthly reason, our landing gear held, and our touchdown was not the tragedy it seemed destined to be. The voice I heard that day maintained an evenness that seemed emotionally and physically impossible. Only the greatest courage, surrounded by even greater love, could have lifted her above the chaos around her. That mom showed me what a real hero looks like, and for those few minutes, I heard the voice of courage.